The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello and a warm welcome along to the William Hill Daily Racing Podcast. Sam Norris here on Monday's edition of the podcast, where we have racing to bring you from Kempton, Carlisle and Southall from 12:10 PM on William Hill's Racing Radio with Sam Turner, Andy Holding and Mark Slater in the studio. But for now, I'm joined by James Millman on the podcast to take a look at three from Monday. How are you today, James?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you. Nice early start as the winter's certainly setting in now and 12 o'clock starts are the norm.
Yeah, absolutely they are. And 12 o'clock starts yesterday. Did you enjoy the racing on Saturday?
Yeah, it was a good day's racing. I think it was a fitting end to the flat season. It's probably gone a little bit too long, and the ground was pretty horrendous at Doncaster yesterday. We had them finishing like jumpers, really, especially in a November handicap. There was only three concerned at halfway, and it probably wasn't the greatest of spectacles, but we come to get used to that in November at Doncaster. And certainly no more turf racing. I don't think really we could have on the flat anymore, and it's back to the weather and big fields. A lot of horses still in training, so a lot of racing to look forward to, even on the weather.
Yeah, it's very much the end of the flat season for a lot of people in November handicap. But new season and new season for the Naps table as well, James. Fancy your chances this year?
Well, I did manage to win the jumps Naps last year, so that was a good thing. But I had a 30-1 winner for my dad on the weather, so that probably swung it in my favour, but I'll be trying to dispose of Gary Capewell, who's obviously won the flat competition, and I think there's a new updates and stuff to the table, so it should be pretty exciting. Hopefully punters, listeners to William Hill, can follow the table a bit more effectively and stuff, and hopefully be more successful this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Just for a move on then, any real standout performances for you on Saturday, or sort of highlights of the day as the flat season drew to a close?
Well, the ride from Daniello on Open Eagle was brilliant in the handicap, drawn wide. He kept him out very, very wide on unpoached ground that hadn't really been used all year, and whether that actually made a difference or not, I think the horse handled the conditions anyway, but it certainly helped, and he gave that an absolutely cracking ride, and it just sums up the season that Daniello Open, David Amir have had. They've had an absolutely brilliant season, and long may that continue.
Yep, absolutely. Can't disagree. Yeah, it's been a fantastic season for them. Let's move on then to some of Monday's racing. We've picked out three to look at for Monday, two from Kempton and one from Carlisle. First from Kempton comes up at 2:50, Class 4 handicap this one. Ran over 7 furlongs, 14 runners down to go to post. Who's caught the eye here, James?
Obviously, Holiday Magic, the Godolphin runner, is the unexposed representative in the race. He's only had 4 starts. The last two of those, he's actually won at Kempton over a mile. Dropping back to 7 furlong could be a little bit of a concern, but he sat pretty handily over a mile, so I think he should have plenty of speed. But still 11, he could be stuck a little bit wide, and with his form figures, he's going to go off pretty short, so you could pay to find an alternative. Gigawatt has been pretty consistent for Jim Boyle. Yard remain in good form, but he's also drawn wide in stall 12, so I'm going to take a chance on Angel Flores for Lee Carter. Likely race individual, but has won a few races. Won at this track as well, and at a big price, I think, with the Godolphin horse, it's going to be very, very short. I'll just take a chance on this one, having its first start for the Lee Carter yard. Market will be key. Obviously, if it's backed, you'd have a little bit more confidence, because it hasn't run since the 23rd of August at Newmarket, and was obviously a recent purchase at the sales. So hopefully, Angel Flores can get off a mark. Amir Quinn takes the ride, stall 8. Isn't a bad draw, and I think that could be interesting. And what's a trappy race? Holiday Magic is the unexposed one, and certainly going to be favourite, but I think I'll just oppose it, dropping back 7 furlongs with a wide draw and take a chance on Angel Flores.
Okay, then number 8 in that one for James, Angel Flores in the 2:50 at Kempton. We'll stick at Kempton for the next one then. Next one that we're going to cover is the 4:20. This one, another handicap class 4, run over a mile, and 12 of them line up here. Who gets the nod?
This is really competitive stuff, and the one I quite like is Set the Trend he's an actually next David O'Meara horse, just talking about him, switched to David Dennis's yard. He's not really had the season that he has had in recent years. He was actually rated 111 at his peak, but really this year it's just fallen apart. He started the year rated 100, but no form whatsoever. It's seen him drop to a mark of 70, but he certainly got back on a winning trail when winning at Kempton here, three runs back, beating 50 Shades of Grey, who I actually tipped 50 Shades of Grey. I thought he would win that race, and he was unlucky because he pulled a long, long way clear to third, and it showed he's actually back in form and off a mark which was £30 lower than his best. He is very well handicapped, just failed by a short head to follow up next time out, and then I think the race came a little bit too quick, when a little bit disappointing 2 days later at Wolverhampton when ridden by George Downing. Fergus Sweeney's back on board, so I think that's a big positive. Drawn in six, back at Kempton, I think there's a lot in set the trend's favour. He's still reasonably well handicapped off a new mark of 79, so £9 higher than that Kempton success, but he's still, what, nearly £30 lower than what he actually was back in the day for David O'Meara. But again, like I said before, this is a very, very competitive race. Nigel's Destiny is likely to head the market for Jeremy Nasida. He got off the mark in Maiden Company at Kempton over 7 furlongs last time out. Maidens at this time of year really do not take any winning whatsoever, so it concerns about how much he actually achieved. And obviously, the fact that he wins his maiden in October, the three-year-old career, suggests that he wouldn't be a superstar at Nasida Stable, although he is lightly raced, and he was a £150,000 purchase from Keeneland back in September 2012. But those horses always tend to go off at a bit of a short price, so for me, I'd be quite happy to oppose him with a horse that's already got the class to set the trend, and generally been in good form. Toga Tiger has won a lot of races. He's won last time out 27 days ago. He's got to be feared for Kevin Frost from a nice drawn stall too. Barnmore, no one that's very consistent, but he's a little bit wide in stall 10. And Craftsmanship won last time out for Robert Edry. So there's a lot to consider. I certainly think Nigel's Destiny will be a little bit short on the back of that maiden success. And I think Set the Trend could definitely be each way value. He's probably not the easiest ride in the world, but with his back class, I think he'd definitely be thereabouts. And Set the Trend is a selection.
Okay, Set the Trend then in that one for James, in what looks to be a really well-contested handicap at Kempton. Final race on the podcast that we're going to look at comes from Carlisle at 3 o'clock. This one, a chase just over 3 miles, the Trip Class 2 contest, with five runners down to go to post here. And Vintage Star is in the field once more, having won this race last year. Is that the one, or are you looking elsewhere?
Well, Sue Smith's yard, they're not out of form as such, but she's really struggling to get a winner. She's gone, I think she's 4 out of 105, I think, in this new season, and she's not had a winner for a fair while. Generally, they're running quite well. They're second, third or fourth, but she's just lacking that elusive winner, and they have been needing their first run. So Vintage Star, despite the fact that he won this race last year back in, 13-2, so he wasn't actually a real short price on that occasion, but that was his reappearance. But like I say, this year, generally, the Sue Smith horses have been needing their first run, and that would be a slight concern for me. He's against some pretty useful opposition, especially in the Shut the Front Door. Obviously, he won the Irish National in his last start 203 days ago at Fairy House under Barry Geraghty, and he too is making his seasonal return. But he did actually get off a mark at Aintree in a novice chase on his first run over fences and first run of 2013. So you know he goes well fresh, and he had very solid form, second to Lebec at Cheltenham. Obviously, then he came back sixth at the festival, and then obviously he won the Irish National. He's got a lot of stamina, so it's a stiff finish at Carlisle is going to suit him, despite the fact he's back at 3 miles. He's rated 151. He comes out top on official ratings, and I think he's got an excellent chance. Riva d'Estoril, going to mention him. He was travelling very well at the festival when unfortunately he came down in the 4 miler back in 2013. He then ran the Scottish National and never travelled a yard. He was soon pulled up, and he finished last in his only run last season. So obviously a concern about him is what kind of state of fitness, what kind of state mentally Riva d'Estoril is actually in. But he is a classy individual, so keep an eye on him on his first run. But I think Connection will just be happy to get a clear round and for him to show some form. Alpha Victor isn't the easiest individual in the world. He refused at Warwick when going chase him. He's certainly come back to form, winning at Bangor and ran a great race from second in the Midlands National at Uttoxeter. He probably will need the first run, like most of these. All these are returning from a 200-plus day absence. So fitness-wise, Market's going to help us a lot. But he's probably going to struggle. Mickey's interesting for Henry Daly. She gets a lot of weight off quite a few of these horses, but this is obviously her first run over fences. A lot of useful opposition against her, but best watch. So for me, Shut the Front Door, it's going to be the selection, and a very interesting graduation chase. £20,000 on offer. Only five runners, but all five could be given a shout, and definitely one to keep an eye on.
Shut the Front Door then, the selection in that graduation chase at Carlisle for James. Can you just remind us, please, one more time of your three picks for Monday's racing?
Yep, at Kempton in 250, we've gone for Angel Flores for Lee Carter. First run for the stable since bought out of Richard Farhay's yard. Market will be key, but I think it could be value against a very hot Godolphin favourite in Holiday Magic. In the 420, I've gone for Set the Trend. We're handicapping Old Form for David Dennis. He can be excused at a slightly below par run at Wolverhampton last time. Back at his favourite Kempton, he's worth handicapping, should go close. And then finally, Shut the Front Door, I think he'll make a winning return at Carlisle in the graduation chase.
Fantastic stuff. And there we are, the thoughts of James Millman ahead of Monday's racing. You can hear it all live on William Hill's Racing Radio from 12:10 PM. Sam Turner, Andy Holding, Mark Slater in the studio for all the action from Kempton, Carlisle and Southall as well. Thank you very much for joining me today, James, and good luck with your selections on Monday.
No worries.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.